This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said today the United Arab Emirates had made a huge mistake in its move to normalize ties with Israel. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf state against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement, announced 2 days ago, is seen as a strategic boost for the Arab Gulf state's regional and global standing. Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says Tokyo will send a team to Mauritius to assess the damage from a worsening oil spill. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the coast. A Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef off the island nation in the southwest Indian Ocean in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Some scientists call it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist with the cleanup. Koizumi also told reporters today he saw the spill as a grave crisis that could lead to a loss of biodiversity. The vessel is owned by a Japanese shipping company. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing havoc for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as health officials in some countries reimpose pandemic restrictions. Among the steps being taken, shutting down nightclubs and expanding requirements for the use of face masks, even in trendy resort areas. Between them, Europe's hardest-hit countries, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain, have lost more than 141,000 lives to COVID-19, being blamed for many new flare-ups, clubs, alcohol-fueled street parties, and large family gatherings. Spanish Health Minister Salvador Illa has announced all nightclubs, with or without music, will be closed. He also issued a ban on outdoor smoking in public places where a distance of 2 meters cannot be maintained. Thousands of British holidaymakers in France made a dash for home early this weekend, trying to avoid the need to self-quarantine for 14 days. The UK reinstituted restrictions on French travel in the face of a resurgence of infections there.